You're listening to SBS News.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates have struck a deal brokered by the United States, aiming to fully normalise relations after decades of distrust and violence between the Jewish state, the Palestinian territories, and their Arab allies. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has hailed the deal as an historic moment, outlining discussions between the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and US President Donald Trump.
We announced the establishment of a full and formal peace between Israel and the UAE. It includes the mutual opening of embassies, direct flights, and many, many other bilateral agreements. This is the greatest advancement toward peace between Israel and the Arab world in the last 26 years.
The UAE leader announced on Twitter that the deal will set a roadmap toward establishing a bilateral relationship, making it the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full diplomatic ties with Israel. It is a move that has drawn mixed reactions from residents in Israel and the Palestinian territories.
I think the agreement with the United Arab Emirates is very exciting. You know, as an Israeli, you know, we want peace with all of our neighbors, and so peace with them is, you know, one very big step in that direction, and so it's very exciting. And this is a great moment for all of Israel.
This is impossible. It is a conspiracy against the Palestinian and the Emirati people. They want to force us to have a peace process between us and the Israelis through the Emirates. We reject this conspiracy completely.
Mr. Netanyahu says the deal relied on the Trump administration's request to temporarily wait before moving towards annexing parts of the West Bank, as he'd pledged before the elections in Israel. He says the plans, although suspended, remain on the table, but President Trump offers a different explanation.
It's off the table. So I can't talk about sometime into the future. That's a big statement. But right now, it's off the table.
President Trump says the normalization deal between Israel and the UAE is set to be finalized within weeks.
I want to thank Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed of the United Arab Emirates, two fantastic people, for their vision and their leadership. And I look forward to hosting them at the White House very soon to formally sign the agreement. We'll probably be doing it over the next, I would say, 3 weeks. And they'll be coming to Washington.
But Palestinians say they were blindsided by the announcement. Wazil Abi Youssef, a senior member of the Palestine Liberation Organization, has denounced the plan.
I think the Emirates' position was supposed to be supportive to the Palestinian position, and it was supposed to be supportive to the Arab position, and not to weaken the Palestinian position by stabbing the Palestinian people in the back.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has also issued a statement via his spokesperson. Mr. Abbas, for the last 2 years, refused all political dealings with the Trump administration, accusing the US of taking a consistently pro-Israel stance.
The Palestinian leadership announces that it rejects and denounces the surprise trilateral UAE, Israeli and US announcement about a full normalization of relations between the Israeli occupation state and the United Arab Emirates in return for a claimed calm and temporary suspension of the annexation plot of the Palestinian lands and Israeli sovereignty over it.
Hazem Qassem, a spokesman for militant organization Hamas in Gaza, agrees.
This deal will not serve the Palestinian cause at all, but will serve the Zionist narrative. This kind of behaviour encourages the occupation to deny the rights of the Palestinian people and continue its crimes against the Palestinian people.
But Mr. Trump is remaining optimistic.
I think the Palestinians will, without saying it necessarily yet, I think they very much want to be a part of what we're doing. And I see ultimately the Palestinians, I see peace between Israel and the Palestinians. I see that happening. I think as these very big, powerful, wealthy countries come in, I think the Palestinians will follow quite naturally.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.